You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Aditi Kinkabwala. I need a cigarette after that. Were you laying down on the couch there?
I'm still in shock that Ken didn't make an exception to show up on a day like today.
Well, remember, he did this on the national show, too.
No
he
offense
refused
to you, Chico. Sorry. I don't mean that. Well, but I mean, really.
That's exactly what you meant, Aditi.
Oh, come on now. No, I save my offending for Ken.
Ken is dodging it. I guess here's my overarching view after the Steelers came out, Aditi, and came out with vocal support. I said, you know, everyone is just running to whoever their guy is. They're trusting their guy. They're believing their guy. Of course, these are all strangers in the real world. None of these fans that are all picking sides, they don't know these guys. They don't know these players. They see stuff on the internet, and then they come up with whatever conjecture they can. In the end, it's just a he said, he said. And it's unfortunate that fans are put in the middle of this. We have to just assume either A, one player's a racist, or one player's a liar.
I mean, that's pretty bold. Because there could be some nuance here.
Okay,
I mean,
what's the nuance?
Ultimately, we could say that Myles Garrett thought he heard something and that's not actually what was said. There could be that.
Okay.
I also think that when you go back to what Mike Tomlin said, what people in Pittsburgh know that people in Cleveland maybe don't necessarily know is that Mike Tomlin does not talk in the off season. He is one of the only coaches who does not do a press conference at the combine. It is extremely rare for Mike Tomlin to do anything like this, and he also is extremely disciplined in not talking about things that he feels are just not worthy of his time or are not worthy of wading into or that he feels will ultimately do no good by sort of inserting an opinion. He very, very, very often says, I have no comment, or it's not worth it for me to comment, officiating, things like that. So it was so notable that he released a statement Saturday, and then when he went on yesterday, ESPN, and said, I'm hacked off, no joke. Like, he's clearly, I'm trying to think in 7 years of a time when Mike Tomlin was this bothered, let's call it, and I can't. So the other piece to that I'll say is when you're saying these guys don't know each other, Mike Tomlin went out of his way to say he has a lot of friends in the Browns organization. He has a lot of people that he feels friendly with, players, coaches, staff members. And he at least is maintaining that he didn't hear this from anybody. Now, of course, there is the other side. Like you said, I read Nate's story that John Dorsey told him, nope, I did indeed hear this from Miles immediately in the aftermath of what happened. So, again, without the audio, and again, there's no conspiracy here. I mean, Mason Rudolph was not mic'd up. Marquise Pouncey was mic'd up, and he wasn't anywhere near it when this allegedly happened. You have to trust, at least I trust the NFL saying that they did their best to thoroughly investigate this, and there was no corroboration. I can tell you, I spoke to an official who was on the field right in the middle of all of that. He didn't hear that. I'm not saying that Miles is lying. I'm just saying maybe he heard something. That, I mean, we all occasionally mishear something, right? We think someone said something. It's like that stupid Yanni Laurel thing. You think you hear something, and that's not necessarily what it is. I think the bigger issue here is if there's no real solution, if there's no way to definitively say yes or no, this happened, why was it brought up again? I mean, why bring more attention? Miles has been very, very consistent in saying that he never should have swung the helmet. No matter what happened, he wished that he hadn't done that. No matter what was said, no matter what got under his skin, he wished he didn't do that. So then why bring more attention back to that? Why, when you get your reinstatement, is your first response to again have people focusing on that incident?
Well, here's the thing, Aditi. I agree with you. Like, at first blush, you look at that and say, yeah, why don't you just let it go? And maybe there's some people even within the Browns organization saying, boy, I wish you would have let it go. Here's my
I have spoken to people within the Browns organization who have said, yes, they wish that had not been brought back up again.
Okay. I feel, I said this earlier to Lime, I'd like to get your thoughts. I know you said you don't think there's any conspiracy theory, and I'm not that type of guy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I find it really hard to believe that there is absolutely no evidence or nothing audible that we can hear. Even if it does or doesn't exonerate Mason or Miles. You mean to tell me that on a primetime game, there is absolutely, even Pittsburgh, those fans and those talk show hosts are calling for it just like we are. I think that's what Miles wants more than anything, is just don't cover up the fact that you know you have audio. You can say I'm dead wrong on that. That's fine.
I have been assured up and down, and I'm not just saying this because I work for the National Football League, but I have been assured up and down that there is, that the audio does not exist. And let's just look at this plainly, okay? Mason Rudolph is not a game-changing player. He's not someone who anybody's looking at and is saying he will change the face of the NFL over the course of the next 15 years. Myles Garrett is. Myles Garrett, by all accounts up until this, has been one of the best citizens, most interesting young men, clearly most talented and gifted player, one of the most in the NFL. If the NFL is going to side with somebody, it's going to be Myles Garrett. If there's going to be a conspiracy, it'll be, okay, we're going to back the guy who has the ability to change the face of the game. It's not going to be, okay, we're going to back a backup quarterback who hasn't played particularly well and we don't know what his career span is here.
Would it matter which play? I mean, I guess...
Yes, of course it would matter. And 100%, and this is the point of what Mike Tomlin was saying, if you think that the Steelers organization would buy any, if the Steelers organization even remotely thought that a player said that, he'd be gone. Done, period, gone. But you have a black head coach, you have tons of black players, you have an organization that has been committed to diversity in every way. I mean, the Rooney Rule is named after this family. After the late Dan Rooney. I mean, there's no way that that organization would stand by this.
Aditi, but let me ask you, but devil's advocate to that. In the end, Mike Tomlin couldn't necessarily know what was said, just like a lot of the teammates of Myles Garrett couldn't necessarily know. And that's why I think we still go back to people are going to support their guys, and it's going to be a he said, he said. Who are the only people that truly know what they think they heard or what was said? How many could have possibly known?
I mean, Mason knows what he said, right?
Yep.
And Miles knows what he heard. And that's it. But again, this comes back to the whole thing. Anthony, we talked about this repeatedly last year. You have a great win and you're talking about Antonio Callaway and whether he knew where to park. You have a great win and you're talking about what Freddie Kitchens wore out to a movie. You have a great win and you're talking about Odell Beckham's shoes, whatever. Like, this just sort of feels like a lack of discipline here. You get a great game-changing player, the premier player on your defense back. You have a new front office. You have a new head coach. You're going into your first off season with a new regime, and here we are talking about one of the ugliest incidences in the Cleveland Browns season a year ago.
All right, so, Aditi, what should either the Haslams or new Browns head coach Stefanski, do they have to come out and vocally support their players now? How does this work?
I mean, what is their... I'm so sorry about this. I'm single parenting right now. I don't know what there is to gain at this point. Then it's just going and going and going. It just keeps going then. And then what's going to happen? So now, okay, Kevin Stefanski says something. He wasn't on the field. He wasn't coaching this guy. He doesn't even know Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett was just reinstated.
I just wonder if there's...
Then Kevin Stefanski says something, then what? Then Art Rooney has to say something?
Well, that's what I mean. I just think there's...
Then Haslam has to say something? It just keeps going?
I'm afraid there's going to be this push here. I'm afraid there's going to be this push to get the last word in repeatedly by both sides here.
You know what? I think sometimes discretion is a better part of valor. And I think here there is no... As you said, there is no solving of this right now. Myles Garrett feels one way. Mason Rudolph feels another way. Let's say, okay, that's that. Let's agree to disagree. I mean, at this point, the NFL meted out its punishment.
Well, it sounds like your child that was born in Cleveland is not taking your side here and wants to get the last word in.
She clearly is not. Can I tell you that I just got a gift, to change the subject, I just got a gift of a bunch of Cleveland Browns clothing from a friend, and included in that Cleveland Browns clothing was a Johnny Manziel jersey.
Oh. And Carmen has a sense of humor.
What do I do with that?
We got to go. All right, Aditi, we thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Including our tradition of awkward ends to the interview. There she is, Aditi Kikawala. Our fans are going to be livid. They are not going to want to hear that about the NFL. They're not going to trust the NFL. And Aditi is saying she has friends in the NFL, and they have sworn up and down
that
there's no cover-up.
Would you trust Roger? That's what I wanted to
ask.
Well,
no one's ever going to trust any of that. Aditi appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I want to hear from the fans on this. You just heard that. 216-578-0092. And do you think it should end? Should this be it? Should any of the Browns have to speak up? Should John Dorsey now, who's an ex-Brown, should he be doing a national interview? Should Larry Ogunjobi be doing a national interview?
How does this affect Miles moving? Is he going to have a target on his back?
Yeah.
Officiating? And I don't know. I don't know.
I want to get to all of this. Plus, coming up in just a little bit, you're going to have a chance to get a couple of tickets at WWE SmackDown. Right around the corner, tickets going to be on sale this Friday. That is at 8:45, so stay tuned right after the update. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get back to the Cavs. That was our lead story this morning. The Cavs in total turmoil. Does Beilein make it to the end of today? We'll hear from Chris Fedor. We'll get the latest of his reporting and a chance to see the Cavs versus the Pacers, regardless of who the coach is. That opportunity is coming up next hour, 9:20. That and Chris Fedor all straight away. Chico is in for Ken Carmen. I'm Anthony Lima here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.